let's be honest, how many of you adults really thought you'd like to come up and give money and get a sucker to do it? I was thinking, I feel pretty young. Thank you to Sherry. Really, she set all this up and she let me preach. And she set it up quite well for all of us, because a children's message was for us and for us to follow. In the Old Testament, they were told, speak to your children when you're walking, when you're talking, whatever you're doing. Speak to them of all this good stuff. And then we heard from Isaiah, I believe, that God was tapping his fingers and saying, you people, get your act together. You know? I love to tell a story. You love to tell the story. You know, we have the opportunity now. When you're done here today, I'll just give you a first assignment, and that is that when you're done here and when you see other people today, if you didn't see them in church, you know, just send them a message in the church. Or if they say, where were you? You say, I was in church. That's a testimony. Testimonies don't have to be long. Testimonies are in love, joy, and peace, and long-suffering, and gentleness, and goodness, and faithfulness, meekness, and temperance. That's a testimony. We reveal Jesus. So this morning I want to talk to you about Pentecost. Last week was Pentecost. Last Sunday was Pentecost. And it was a day, when I think about it, I think about the disciples. You know, they'd been through Jesus' death. They've been through his resurrection. They've been through his long sermons, like, receive the Holy Spirit. What's he talking about? And then he's gone. And then he shows back up, takes them out, tells them some good things. He's, okay, we're going to get this on the road. And then he just disappears. Before he disappears, he says, I want you to go to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, he's going to make everything make sense to you. He's going to lead you into all truth. Okay, now, we've been around a while, and we have heard the story, and so we sort of know what Jesus was talking about when he told them that, right? I mean, we've got a clue. I wonder sometimes if we act like we don't have a clue. But anyway, they went. And there was enough of them so they could continue to encourage each other. We're supposed to wait. We're waiting. What are we waiting for? For the promise. What promise? The promise Jesus made. We're waiting. And waiting. And waiting. We're great at waiting, aren't we? We are. We are people with so many patience. We can't wait to wait because it's so good to wait. When are they going to make a record, babe? They'll do it in 5 seconds instead of 30 seconds. I warmed my coffee from yesterday in the microwave. I got this thing that I do that this morning I woke up the order of it. But normally it's the thing. I pour out the coffee that's left over, stick it in the microwave, hit 2 minutes. I go to both things, get the cap, get everything done. All the time I'm saying, Lord, I'm getting to it. We're talking. You're getting to me. We're talking. You know, we're having a relationship here, you and me, Lord. But my wife's got these kittens. I got to feed the kittens because she doesn't want to get up this early to feed the kittens. I'm sorry. No. I don't want her to get up this early to feed the kittens. You know, we're doing these things. And I come back, and of course, the 2 minutes is up, but it doesn't boil over in 2 minutes. But now it's warm. I was ready. So then I can feed the cat and I can feed the dog and it points 1 minute. Now 1 minute, 1 minute will sometimes boil it over, so that means I've got to waste like 15 seconds or so because I got to watch it. Because I don't want to have to spend the time cleaning up. See, I come back and so 15 seconds I'm just standing there. I just love the wing. Don't you love the wing? And these aren't important things that I'm talking about waiting for. How many of you like to even, how many of you like to wait for important things? Nah, you don't, but then there's sometimes when we'd rather wait because we don't want to know right away. We got all those things going on, okay? So, here we have the disciples. And about the time, I think that about the time they're ready to quit waiting, there's a sound of a rushing and ready to go. And then there's tons of flames. There's a lot of outward stuff going on. And that outward stuff is getting inside of them. You ever let outward stuff get to you? You ever form opinions about outward stuff that are none of your business? You ever form an opinion and start saying things when you could just say, God, God, God. We have all those prayer classes. Well, anyway, on that day, something changed. Jesus said you'll be filled with power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And they just responded to what was happening. Come, Holy Spirit. That can be our declaration each morning. Come, Holy Spirit. But they began to respond to it, and their response to it was such that people were accusing them of being drunk. They were babbling. Funny thing, they were babbling in their own languages. They were complaining, doing all kinds of stuff, and who speaks up and says, whoa, hold the phone. They didn't have phones yet. Just calm down. This is Peter. Peter, who we all know, denied Jesus three times. And in the midst of whatever took place there, here's Peter. He said, hey, watch what you're saying. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. So I ain't drunk. This is that which Joel talked about. Now see, all these people knew the word of God. In the last days, he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. So he was reminding them, and they're going, yeah, okay. And he speaks a few more things, and he just kind of explains to them how they had killed Jesus and explained to them all this stuff that was going on, and the Holy Spirit bore witness, and it made sense to them. And they said, what do we do now? Do you ever have things where you say, what are we going to do now? What now? You ever had somebody say to you their response to your question or your something, what now? Because you just had a long line of what nows. And so, you know, what now? Have you ever had the Holy Spirit work in your life, and when you're about to say, what now? You say, what is it, honey? What is it? See, there's a different spirit in that, but what do we do now? And Peter said, well, you need to repent. You need to get your sins forgiven. You need to be baptized. You need to receive the Holy Spirit. Made perfect sense to them. Because they recognized that they were at a what now, and now they recognized they had a need. There's a lot of things that happen in our lives, and we recognize that we have a need. We recognize that away the chain, but somewhere in the chain, if I can just find it, I'm looking for that couple of minutes that are there for me and the Lord. I need the Lord. I need the Lord. And those two little links, or how many of there was, they can begin to scratch. And the ribbon might become the most important thing. Don't forget those things. Don't forget those things. We need the Lord all the time. I got a feeling, everybody here, we need the Lord more then we know that we need the Lord. I know I'm not good. I need you, Lord. Say, I need you, Lord. I mean, I need you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Because as he was in that little chain, that purple ribbon, he's there all the time. We need to pay attention to him. I find that the biggest problem I can cause myself is if I pay attention to me instead of him. I try not to argue with him. But if I don't include him, my words, my actions just might argue with what he wants. In the scripture, I speak like Jesus does, it is written. But there's a scripture, and it's in the Old Testament, that always speaks to me, and I should look it up and remember where it is, but it's more fun if you have to. But he just said, what more could have I done? What more? Well, where did I fail you, the Lord says. God never fails. God never fails. The problem is that we don't pay as much attention as we should. In all of those hours, I love all your descriptions. You know, anybody can make their chain whatever color they want, and they can put in their things for it, and they can look at that and say, well, I spend more than 2 links. Good for you. That's awesome. More than 4? Oh, just a minute. Let's not get carried away. You don't want to get carried away with that Jesus stuff. Unless, of course, you really need him. And then he says, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? And he says, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm faithful even when you're not. But you'll find that everything that you do every day will be way better. Way better. We just do them together. See, everybody needs to do that. A testimony. Now, he told the man who had been being possessed, go and tell everybody what the Lord's done for you. Isn't it interesting that all of those people who came out and saw what Jesus had done, they couldn't be happy for the guy who was set free. They were more concerned about getting Jesus out of there. You know, I don't want to mess with you here, but the devil messes with people. He does. He does. Sometimes he's not even subtle about it. And sometimes we're so yielded to it, you know. What do you suppose was affecting those people that just wanted to get rid of Jesus? If Jesus set that man free, he might set them free too. They might have to quit being selfish. They might have to quit being judgmental. They might have to quit something, you know. Man, those spirits, their little vitals are like old Pac-Man. You know, they want to eat you alive. But we have an opportunity. We started out this morning confessing our sins. Emily, you got a lot of guts. Telling people they're forgiven. Now they can go out and say, Pastor Emily told me I'm forgiven. Act like it then. I'm just messing with you. But you understand the simplicity of the gospel. That we might be found in Christ. And it's by grace through faith that we're saved, that when we call upon the Lord, He hears us. But don't just call upon Him one day and forget about Him the next day. Or forget about Him for a couple of weeks and then something comes up. Why'd God do that? God didn't do that. God doesn't do that. God doesn't do that stuff that you wonder about. Why did God do that? If you're wondering why God did that, it means something didn't meet your approval. And you wonder why God did it. God doesn't do that stuff. Remember I told you the devil messes with you? What could be better than if the devil could get you to blame God for bad things? The Bible says the Lord is good, and He does good, and that He works all things together for good for those who call for and love Him, call according to His purpose. You know what His purpose for you is? That you might have life, and that you might have it abundant, that you might be filled with joy, that your joy might be complete. That's good news, folks. That's good news. And we should carry a pack of that around with us all the time to just remind us. God's good. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, I need you. I need you more than I thought I needed you, Lord. I need you more than yesterday. I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. I just love hanging out with you, Lord. I mean, don't you have friends that sometimes it's just so good to see you? We just had a all-class reunion, you know, and all people, but I haven't seen each other for quite a while. Over 400 people were packed in here for that reunion. A few of them were missing. But that's okay. You aren't missing. You're here. And we're grateful. And God's grateful, and that doesn't mean that He's mad and going to wreck people in their cars because they didn't come to church. No. But He's going to send us. He's going to send us to the nations. He's going to send us to, as Pastor Sherry said, the children, to the grandchildren, to the old folks that feel young, to the old folks that don't feel young, to everybody. Go into all the world. Can you imagine the stories that demon possessed man could tell the people when he went home to tell everybody what the Lord had done for him? He could tell them, I didn't even want to do some of the things that I was doing. I couldn't believe it, but they, the Legion, were on me. Now I'm free. I'm free. The Lord has set me free. I'm free. Free indeed. I'm free. All we have to do is call upon the Lord, and He will hear us. Call upon Him. Come, Holy Spirit. Lead me into all truth. Show me. We don't really like to wait, just to make that clear so everybody understands. We don't like to wait. And so when we do wait, it's a miracle, it's gotta be God. We don't like to wait. And we don't like to be found out. And we don't like to be confronted. But if God confronts you and just closes the door, I can help, He says. Just start to rejoice. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Thank you, Lord. I pray that the words of my mouth and that meditations of my heart would touch the hearts of your people. That we would be ever drawn near to you in Jesus' name.
prayer for that message. I am going to pray for our community, and then we will recite the Lord's